Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call. Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, my porn music started real quick, people.
Welcome to the show. This is featured in the Artist Friday. And we are up in the building, people. Phone might be sucking right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm on these pots, plain old telephone systems and shit, you know what I'm saying? We'll be Skyping soon, people. Get off my nutsack, all right? Jeez.
Need to get Skype.
I know it's a better fucking way to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm still old school. I guess I still got a fucking pager, all right?
I'm foolish. You like a what?
But, yeah, man, it's your boy in the building. Captain Smells So Good. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big for Record and Game Radio. And alongside my international co-host, Mr. Sayonai, even though he ain't popped up in here yet. But, yeah, he on vacation, so it's all good. And today we are featuring, the phenomenal poet, you know what I'm saying, Miss Q Phrase of We Lit Inc. Yeah, We Lit Incorporation. She has a new book out, and she's coming through the show today to talk about a book and CD entitled From Petal to Sepal. And if you don't know what a sepal is, you know what I'm saying, we'll be getting all into that in the show, you know what I'm saying. Looked it up and found out. So they're about to go on a 3-month promo tour to promote the book and the CD. And, you know, I wanted them to come through and, you know, tell the world. I mean the world. You know, where they're going to be at, what they got going on, how they can pick up the CD and stuff like that, and also the book. But you can purchase the book from Amazon.com. And I have it listed up above if you happen to be live on the show today. But if not, go to Amazon.com and check that out. So she'll be calling in just a few, and we'll be going in and talking to them. And don't forget, we're also simulcasting live on the show. So shouts out to everybody over there on PSNRadio.com, the Paranormal Suit Network. And meet the host at ParanormalSuitNetwork.spruz, that's SPRUZ.com. You know what I'm saying? You'll see your boy List, Starship Smell It Prize. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We in the workings. Just to give you some quick updates, you know what I'm saying? Brother got transpoed. And, oh, okay, that switched up real quick. Prophet Jackal turned into cyanide. All righty then. What's up, Muraneka? My Muraneka. You know what I'm saying? Going down out there. And, yeah, man, this is what we're doing. But got transposed today. I'm legal, people. I'm rolling around in a fucking soccer mom's van. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't kick any balls unless I'm in a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, I am rolling. Legal now, so we will be taking the show on the road, literally. And if y'all remember last season, I used to do, you know, a show from the hood. And I mean the hood. But I got to get a better phone for that. So, or Skype it. And, yeah, so we'll be doing that coming soon. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something new we're going to be doing right here live on the show. So, in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? You know already what time it is. We're going to be calling in. It's Miss Q Phrase and also Miss Naj of Wheeler Inc. We'll be calling in and give you a little bit more info right after this.
Drugs pain and have everybody in the place.
Hello?
Many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga who calls you conceited. And like any lover who's this gone, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like it's with you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. Your rights don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't. And we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Eric Moore, people. Eric Moore right there. You know what I'm saying? With Misunderstood. Just to give y'all a little taste of what's coming up. Yeah, good old Porgy in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big for Featured Indie Artist Friday presents Q Phrase, a.k.a. Kiana Frazier. And, yeah, man, that's how we doing it up in here. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Blow Me. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Mr. Easy Rider representing Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big up that way. And make sure you guys go and check out...
Mama here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory.
Where the fuck do you get that?
Anywhere, go to bid66.com right now.
And if you go right now, you can get a free sample of Smell So Good's sperm. Just pay shipping and handling. Now they fucked you up with that. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck is it free if I still got to pay to get the shit to me? God damn. Sons of bitches, but it's all good. Yeah, man, so we up in the building doing what we do, you know what I'm saying, live on the Wrecking the Game Radio, and I thought you knew. And I'm going to bring a couple of more to you, you know what I'm saying, before the guests come through. So, yeah, that is what's going down. And just to let you know, I am rolling, people. And I don't mean on X-Pills, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful how you say some shit. You rolling? Boy, I know you did pill. Welcome to the damn show, boy. That's what I'm talking about. No, motherfucker, I ain't talking about X pills. Yeah. So, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's nukes in the sky. going down, man? It's my homeboy Ant Dawg. Gonna get into a couple of songs right here real quick. I like. Smoke them if you got them. Drink them if you don't. If you don't, just sit back and ride out. It's going down real big right here. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, baby. Time to Rambo. That's my homeboy right there, Ant Dawg, man, telling y'all look up in the sky. It ain't a bird, it ain't a plane. It's a goddamn nuke about to hit your ass in the brain. Yeah, and that's real. All right, people, let's see who this is.
Timmy!
Skype callers. All right, beam them on in, Timmy. All right, bunch of ones, welcome to the show.
Oh. You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
How are you?
Who am I speaking
Hola, ¿cómo está? Salamu. Abarigani.
This is Kiana here.
Abarigani.
Hello?
Abarigani.
This is Kiana.
Salamu.
You silly boy.
Salamu.
Well, do you want to talk or what?
Salamu. Abarigani. No English. Sabari. God damn it.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Motherfucker's getting awards for it even come on the show.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Blow Me is in this motherfucker, people. Yeah. Why you call on the goddamn Skype shit? Oh, that's right, because you got the Skype. You got the Skype pub.
I'm on the bat line. Is this the Batman show?
Hey, but this sounds clear, though. So, you know, you guys actually influenced me to go total Skype. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not on Skype. I am on my landline with a star 67 hidden number feature.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm on a landline.
I didn't know it came up with the one.
But you know what, though? You know what? Skype, you know, if you do Skype... People got misconception. If you do Skype with a headset on, okay, and a microphone, it works good. But when you try to go just through your computer without the microphone and just use your computer mic and speakers, it messes up. I don't
know. What about the phones, though? You know they sell
Skype
phones.
Yes. Yeah. They got them for $69, and I would recommend going on to
$69?
Yeah, I seen them on it for $69 on a Skype store.
Hell no.
You go to
EPAM China, them bitches like $20.
Well, I'm just telling you, I would buy the one at the Skype store. because that's the one they recommend. So I would, I've learned to start doing that. You know what I mean? Whatever the factory recommends. Right. I'm not going to use a Motorola for a Skype phone if they use a Quasar. You know, I'm going to go with what they recommend. There's a reason.
Let me see if CompUSA down here has it. They might have it. Check my little
Well, I have an important phone call with the president, so I'm going to tune in here a little bit later. I'm going to be listening to you on the side. And
with
be,
the president?
Out, yeah, he wanted to talk to me about a few issues. So I'll give you a call back.
You talking about old Obama?
You know, it's top secret shit here. So
yeah.
We got a German spy. We may have a German spy in there, so we got to watch what we say.
Well, it's Sprechen Sie Deutsch, so...
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, that's right. All right, I got to go. I'll call you back, brother.
Okay, that'll work, Timmy.
Timmy!
All right. Beam them on off. All right, thank you for calling in there, brother. And, we got a new beam coming soon, people. We got a new beam. We're upgrading the Starship. It is coming soon. It is coming.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, thank you. But
groovy, baby.
It's coming soon. Dun, dun, dun. This mother in keep refreshing. I hate all this refresh shit, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm thinking about going to my browser and stop the damn refresh rate because it keep refreshing. Stop refreshing. See? All right. Anyways, people, we is up in the building. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm still hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh. Well, yeah, it is lunchtime, but no, not yet. You know what I mean?
Do you hear the grasshopper, which is at your feet?
Man. How is it that you hear these things?
Young man, how is it that you do not?
Old man, your shit sound like... Oh man, this is going down, people. We is definitely on the show today, doing real big. Q Frage is calling up soon, so we can hit her with a. Yeah, that'll be interesting when we start the show. So that's how we're gonna be doing it today. You know what I'm saying? Real big. Shouts out to Miss John New, you know what I'm saying? John New the Princess. Check out at www.myspace.com / John New the Princess. That's JANU the Princess. And you also check out some YouTube videos of her live performances on www.youtube.com/ John New 2011. That's 2011, people. And y'all can go and check that out. So giving shouts out to my homeboy Ashwood. Yeah, it's going down real big. Also, big up to Goofy Bone, who we hung out last night. And I don't know the hell of the name of his damn calls because I forgot. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get into a little Ashwood real quick. We'll get into a little Ashwood funk right here. This is one of my favorite songs. This is why I play it all the time. And if you don't like it, keep jumping. Big ups to Easy Rider, Prophet Jackal, Sign 9 for coming up off of this mofo flipper early. Saluma, Salamu, Abadi Gami.
Time around, your cat stuck up in. Set it up right, man. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. This time around, your cat's want nothing. Said you don't like that, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push up their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just to please you, now you gotta star. Cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dues, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shyster, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. said you don't like me. You need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. You know we got this thing jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. You know we got this thing jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped. I drop you from the label. F you pay me. Now you feeling wavy, I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me, show you how to grind go. Do this here blindfold, keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, need to play with your own kids. If I start clapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around, your cats run nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping.
Who's that?
hell is that about? Fuck that. All right, people, I'm looking at CompUSA.com, which is bought out by Tiger Direct, and they have a Bluetooth device, you know what I'm saying, it's featured for like $60, you know what I'm saying? So the smart thing to do, if you're really trying to get off of your cell phone and all that kind of stuff, is purchase a Bluetooth, $60, and then sign up for Skype, and then like Prophet Jackal told me, it's like $36, something like that, for the year. You can call to regular, you know, regular phones and everything. So, I mean, and then the other thing is, they, if you go to EPAF China, and I mean order direct, I don't mean go in the store and buy a damn Apple iPad for $200-$400 and all that crap. Go to EPAFChina.com, putting you up on game, people, and purchase a Windows tablet. What the hell is it? Windows, iPad, iTablet, some crap like that. It's the Windows version of the Apple iPad, but it's going for $75, people. Yeah, I said it, $75. So, I mean, that's cheaper than going out and even buying a cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you got everything. You got the computer. You got everything in the palm of your hand. That's my next upgrade move. You know what I'm saying? And coming up in just a minute, just a few more minutes, man, we got Miss Q Phrase coming up in the building, you know what I'm saying, speaking in the Artist Friday, presents poet Q Phrase. She's going to be talking about a new book she got out from Pedal to Sepal. And she's also has a CD out, you know what I'm saying, so if, you know, ignorant mofos out there that can't read, you know what I'm saying, you can listen to the wonderful sounds of Q Phrase. Yeah. And if you're wondering what a sepal is, look up the definition. What the hell's wrong with y'all people? Anyways, and that's what we're going to be doing today. So, got to, you know, they're about to go on tour, take a 3-month tour, you know what I'm saying, throughout the cosmos, and promoting the book and stuff like that. So I'm going to hold it down right here in the hometown. And that's what time it is. They only on sale over at the UK. On the Skype site.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't even go to Skype. I went to CompUSA. So if you got a CompUSA in your neighborhood, well, at least the ones down here, they're owned by Tiger Direct. Tiger Direct is an online website that you can buy everything online at wholesale prices. It's all electronics, though, you know, no clothes, anything. So the CompUSA stores down here in Tampa, you know, went out of business or whatever, so they bought the stores, which in essence they bought the name, and so you don't see a big Tiger Direct, you know what I'm saying, you still see CompUSA, but you're getting online prices when you go in there, so you can get, you know, $5 Bluetooths, you know what I'm saying, like literally, it might be a piece of shit, but you can get it for $5, SD cards for like $5, $7, $10, you know what I'm saying, real cheap, flat screen TVs, real cheap. You know, everything is at wholesale to the public price. And, yeah, you can go in there and purchase that. So that is something, you know, if you guys are interested in, go and check that out. And, yeah. So I'm, I got to stack up my little chips. And, yeah, that's what I got to do, stack up my little chips. So let me give you one more. Get you in the old poetic mood around here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like this. This is another Eve Moore. Oh, wait a minute. Don't I got Sindrin Maruat? Sindrin, Miss Sindrin Maruat. Where are you? Where is Sindrin Maruat? Well, I had some other poetry on here, I thought. Well, one thing about the network now, they're starting to erase our music. If we don't actually, I guess, use it in time enough, that's what people have been telling me. So they've removed a few of my files because, you know, I try to play everything, people. I hate being repetitious, you know what I'm saying, and playing the same music over and over and over again. So, you know what I'm saying, if I play it 2 or 3 times in a week, you probably won't hear it again for, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, because there's so much music out there, it really doesn't make sense to keep playing, you know what I'm saying, back to back to back, same thing. And if you have a problem, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, because I can definitely, you know, hook you up with some music and hook you up with some sounds, all right? So it's coming up in just a few minutes. We will have Q Phrase in the building, people. It's going down live right here. Reckon Again Radio.
This is where we fight. This is where they die.
Time to touch the minds and hearts of the fans with his art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time, he's winning minds of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hate every phrase? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know it. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Wordsmith, your favorite poet, favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the food so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a dead poet. I don't flow for dough. See, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poet seeker. Competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to touch every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's feelings like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies who think their poems to rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic at the time and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
Congratulations!
to get mad and I smoke alone. Yeah, with nobody else. You know I smoke alone. I prefer to be by myself.
I fuck alone. Ow, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, he said. That motherfucker just say West Side. Some of a bitch, we in the South. What kind of shit is that? Throwing up no goddamn gang signs around here. What kind of shit is that? Oh, that's his name. My bad. You know what I'm saying? All right, got something extra special for y'all people. You know what I'm saying? Before I bring in the guest and my co-host, international co-host, guess what we finna do? Oh, yeah. We're gonna get into that. It was a little early today, people. You know what I'm saying? We got Q-Nosh calling up at the top of the hour. So we're gonna give you some other news until she calls in. And yeah, that's how we do it. Y'all ready? It's best time. All right, people, it's time for the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Wow.
What the hell's going on? What my little what's up shit? Yeah, people, that's how we do it here. That is how we get down. Yeah. Yeah, people, I got, a phenomenal poet will be calling in at the top of the hour in a couple of minutes. He's filling her belly, you know what I'm saying, with some good nothings. You know what I'm saying?
Santa Claus?
Yeah, I also didn't ask the same thing. But, I did ask that, because that was me. Right.
Right.
So, I'm going to give y'all a little, some nutty news to start today off early. You know what I'm saying?
Made it just in time to get my nutty.
Get your nut on. I mean, nutty on, yeah. Shout out to Heavenly Angel, man. Washington is in the building. It's going down real big. And
I'm on the freeway of life here.
You're on the freeway?
Yeah, I'm on the freeway of life here. Rolling.
What the hell? Right. I'll buy that for a 20 sack. Oh, please, you want to speak up? When I speak up weed, the goddamn dogs start barking. You know what I mean? Said weed. Weed.
Maybe.
Oh. No. It's all good. All right, people, give y'all something special. Check this out. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee this next one I read, somebody going to get fired on their day off. Literally. But first, we're in Williston, North Dakota, where a man throws a live snake through the drive-thru window.
Wow.
This is at Taco John's. What the fuck is Taco John's?
Would that be the one that came out of his pants? Or?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll be rushing there. Not. Well, if you have a grudge on some sort, some sort of... What? If you have a grudge of some sort against your local fast food, read too fast, establishment, there are probably better methods of expressing yourself than pulling up to the drive-thru window and throwing a live snake at the employee inside. But that's exactly what a man in Williston, North Dakota, is charged with doing at the neighborhood Taco John's eatery. A customer hurled a 2.5-foot-long rat snake through the drive-thru window. Bitch, I ain't for a gordita, goddammit. This is soft taco. That's fucked up. And we're limited on time, people, so we got to spare them the awards, except for this next one. Yeah, because we're in Connecticut. Yeah. School superintendent fired on his first day. Yeah. Then they fired on your day off. Yeah, no. It was a face-to-Facebook showdown. What the fuck is up with this Facebook shit? Jesus, people. At a special Board of Education meeting, Windsor Locks, the board voted to place new superintendent Dave Teleska on administrative leave effective immediately. It was also decided the termination process would begin. The embattled superintendent came under fire when several of his Facebook postings went public. These postings were reportedly made his first day on the job. In one, he writes, if every day is like this, it'll be the best job ever. Okay. He went on to say he slept in that day and browsed the internet. Yeah. Yeah. This is just a special exception, people, because, yeah, already.
Yeah, and it's based on.
I mean, because that just, you know, Facebook people, y'all going to let Facebook be the fucking death of you. I mean, jeez.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, get fired on your first day.
First
you know
day
what I'm saying? Off. Like. God damn, I don't even got one for that. Damn, how you get fired on your first day off? Motherfuckers just don't do that. But motherfuckers don't sit up there and use the goddamn school computers either to fucking surf the internet. Why stupid motherfuckers do that? And in government jobs. Y'all looking at porn on a super secure network that everybody and their mom is monitoring. But they're not monitoring my computer. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah, he got caught with his pants down.
Literally. Then went to Taco John's and threw a snake out. Oh. Sorry about
that. Teamwork, people.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I gotta give him an award for that. Fucking crazy. Well, Madison, Wisconsin, that is. Teachers' union fights for Viagra drug coverage.
Hell.
But teachers
that's
is
that's a good
you
fight,
know.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I need a hard-on while I'm teaching your second grader. Oh, yeah. Imagine that. With the district in a financial crisis and hundreds of its members facing layoffs, well, this explains it. The Milwaukee, and I'm not even going to get into that, Milwaukee, they know who I'm talking about. Teachers union is taking a peculiar stand, fighting to get its taxpayer-funded Viagra back. Taxpayer-funded Viagra. Right. The union has asked a judge to order the school board to again include Pfizer Corporation's erectile dysfunction drug and similar pills in its health insurance plans. The filing is the latest in a 2-year legal campaign in which the union has argued, so far unsuccessfully, that the board's policy of excluding erectile dysfunction drugs discriminates against male employees. No, you're discriminating against yourself because you can't get your yang up.
kind of shit is that? People, I will give you an award, but Jesus, it's for the school board. What kind of shit is that, people? Are you serious? And it's taxpayer funded. Yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah. Anyways, right on, you know, Panama City. I'm not going to tell you what state that is because it didn't shit. We're in news too much, man. What's going on? A couple is stopped by deputy because both wearing backpacks. Okay. Deputies arrested a man and a woman on marijuana charges after stopping them along the roadside. According to a Bay County Sheriff's Office incident report, Deputy Michael McCrary was patrolling the area of the 5700 block of Cherry Street when he saw the two people walking eastbound. He noted they were both wearing backpacks. What probable cause is that?
For real.
That ain't even no fucking probable cause. But see, they didn't say the nationality. I guarantee the motherfuckers either black or they was Mexican. And that's why he pulled the motherfuckers over. Guaranteed.
Backpack. With a backpack.
With a fucking backpack. Come on, man. Come on, people. No, I don't buy it. I mean, because you got guys around here that walk around with a backpack on the back with bricks in it. You know what I'm saying? Doing weight training. Yes. I don't mean dope. I don't
bricks
mean
of
that
weed,
kind of,
brick the cocaine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean literal building bricks, people, building bricks. I forgot goddamn terminology. You gotta,
no, you're right.
You gotta be weary on your terminology. My bad. All right, well, let's go on over here to Trenton, New Jersey, where parents won't get Nazi named kids back. And this, I read these stupid motherfuckers, man. Y'all, I mean, parents, golly, that's like calling your goddamn kid Santa Claus or naming them Halloween or Easter. Your name is Easter Bunny. Like, what the fucking serious? A New Jersey couple who gave their children Nazi-inspired names should not regain custody of them. A state appeals court ruled, citing the parents' own disabilities and the risk of serious injury to their children. The family drew attention when a supermarket refused to decorate a birthday cake for their son, Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Wow.
He and his siblings, Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation Campbell and Hans Lynn Himmler Jenny Campbell, have been in foster care. Boy, some sick motherfuckers out there, man. There's some sick.
Wow.
And they got to wear that shit until they get, you know what I'm saying, at least 18, and then they can legally change their names.
And that's terrible.
That's some fucked up shit, boy. People, and they talking about who wants our kids back. Bitch, please. I'm going to get your fucking ass whooped, man. Damn. All right, well, anyways, in California, Heather Locklear visibly ages. In just a few months. Yeah, that's called facelifts coming down. Yeah. What the fuck y'all think? You keep getting your goddamn faces lifted all the way to the back of your goddamn head and shit. What the fuck you think it's going to do? Shit. She is regarded as the poster girl for fresh-faced middle-aged beauty. Yeah, right. But her age finally appeared to be catching up with Heather Locklear. Gray Link. Lock? What the hell? Lock Gray Inger?
Locklear. Locklear.
No, they got Lockley Gray Inger.
Somebody
I guess that's supposed to be I guess that's supposed to be a pun, you know what I'm saying? Her locks are turning gray Inger. I don't get it. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. The 48-year-old had graying hair, puffy eyes, and sagging skin around her jawline and neck as she arrived. Damn, that sounded like Obama on his birthday. Oh, my bad. Which was 2 days ago, people. Yeah. Richie arrived at the Pelican Hill Resort in Newport, Richie, Newport Beach, California. Yeah, well, I mean, y'all seen her without makeup on. What do you expect? Yeah, they should have a, you know, our MTV do Behind the Music and all that. They should do a Behind the Mask. Oh, man, showing stars without their makeup on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come knocking on the door like 6 in the morning and shit. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Put the camera right in their face like, hell. Oh, what the hell is that? Yeah, that's Heather Locklear. You can see a lot of, especially Mel Gibson, Sean Penn. Oh, man, anybody seen Sean Penn lately?
No,
Oh, wow. I mean, his shit look like a prune face. He looked like Paul Hogan. That's what he looked like.
Well, he lives in California where the sun don't stop shining.
Well, fuck, I stay in Florida. Well, goddammit, we hot as hell.
But you got the good skin. You don't got white folks' skin.
What the hell is that? You get some melanin injections, goddammit, or something. Oh, you want some black in you?
I got plenty of that.
Oh, well, there you go. You can never have enough. Oh, let us say that.
Say that then.
Yes.
Right, my bad. Thought I was on the private line. All right, people, if you haven't heard, Port-au-Prince in Haiti, hip-hop star, jetting to Haiti to announce presidential run. Damn right. I'll be in support of you too, brother. Hip-hop star Wyclef Jean was flying into Haiti on a private jet to launch a presidential run. Why they got to say that, private jet? Like, so what if he would have took just a regular fucking airplane? Goddamn matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a private jet. To launch a presidential run, he says, could spell rebirth for the impoverished and earthquake-ravaged country. Street parties were expected to welcome the superstar in the capital, Port-au-Prince, which was devastated in the January quake that left 250,000 dead and 1.5 million homeless, and a whole bunch of goddamn troops over there that ain't doing nothing but sucking up the fucking atmosphere. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but that's what's happening. All right, let's go over here to Oregon. Lemonade stand needs a $120 temporary restaurant license. God damn. I thought Florida was fucked up, and they try to, I'm telling you, down here in Florida, boy, they try to suck it out you. They want you. I don't give a damn. They want that money out you. They want, you got to have a permit for everything. Even have a yard sale, people, yes. You cannot have a yard sale but once a month without a permit. Yeah. Okay. But it's hardly unusual to hear small business owners gripe about licensing requirements or complain that heavy-handed regulations are driving them into the red. Except this entrepreneur was a 7-year-old named Julie Murphy. Her business was a lemonade stand at the monthly art fair in Northeast Portland. The government regulation she violated, failing to get a $120 temporary restaurant license. Well, and they're taking that seriously because she is serving to the public, and one cup of lemonade can kill a person. Yeah. You don't really think that, but I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to President Wyclef. Yeah. Big up. What's up, Laverne? Don't know where the hell was Shirley, but okay. And that was in the chat room, people. I know y'all were like, who the fuck is he talking about? But anyways, and Rosetto, Pennsylvania, church carnival sets up shooter game with Obama as target. Where's my dramatic music at? Dum dum dum. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You're late, Timmy. God damn. Can't find no fucking good help these days, boy. Jesus. The hell off of the damn windows, too. Stop looking on the window, boy. Sorry, people. Scoring little Timmy there. A carnival company closed down a shooter game
called Alien Attack after complaints and news stories that President Obama was one of the targets. The black alien leader, yeah, black aliens, okay, is holding a scroll titled Health Bill and wearing a presidential seal belt buckle. He also has an antenna and a troll doll with a KISS t-shirt on his shoulder. And the owner of the carnival company, Good Time Amusement, dismissed a complaint saying the figure is not meant to be Obama. Let me ask all of my alien watchers out there. Have you seen any black aliens lately?
I don't know. Have you seen aliens lately?
Any black aliens?
No.
I mean, I see Mexicans every day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that was tasteless, people. That was... Oh, man. That is too crazy. Anyways, let's go. Yeah! Hey, about time. Back in the fucking UK, people. Jeez, I ought to stop and give them the fucking applause for that. Jesus. They've been out so long, we've missed you. We're in, you know it, people. Yes, sir, the UK. Where bondage enthusiast died tied to a tree. Alright. Heavenly Angel, you ever practice that? You know, let somebody tie you up and do the nasty to you?
Uh-oh, she's gone, I guess.
No, I think I just... I have her tongue tied. Have her tongue tied. Speaking of bondage, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, she did say she was on the freeway, so she might be right next to a police officer and can't answer the phone because it is illegal to be on the phone.
Oh, oh.
Oh.
In and out. Sorry.
Oh. Well, I like your phone then.
That's fine.
It goes in and out, people. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In and out.
Oh, but did you answer the question? Have you ever been tied up? You ever let...
Have I ever what?
Been tied up. You ever let anybody tie you up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My husband, my ex-husband.
And black people into that. Wow. I thought we would have got enough of slavery and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, you are a white woman, so you know what I'm saying? He was probably, you know, having a flashback. Oh, fuck it. He tied everybody up. You know, you got to be careful.
Smelly.
You got to be careful.
You can always tie up your girlfriend, and at the moment that she's tied up, you can say, bye, I'm going out with friends. Have a good day.
And leave her with, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, because you might not get your wife back. You know, Timmy likes to lick windows.
I can't cry, but I have 13 different nationalities.
Wouldn't want Timmy to mistake one of those windows, if you know what I mean. Right. I come back. Timmy, you ran out of windows. Okay, I see how you occupied your time. I'll be leaving. Yeah, once again. All right, people.
Cutting in and out here.
Yeah, we hear you, but it's all good. And waiting on the call in. We're at the top of the hour. And make me get Callie. Y'all know how I do. Y'all know how I do. Is that the Price is Right?
Smelly, I've been waiting
Jeopardy.
For the moment for my blunt to ignite in spontaneously, but that's not going to happen. So I'll be back in a minute. Grab a lighter.
Spontaneously.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
Do it, baby. Do it.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah. Who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church of Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You guys are on churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah,
church?
It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open?
Uh-huh.
We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. And then go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Have any of you ever been to Africa, back to the motherland? There's something. I went to Zimbabwe. It's a new country, right? It's about 3 years old now. Because it used to be Rhodesia before they killed all them white motherfuckers. It's the only country I've ever been to. Black people kicked ass over there. 7 years, they killed motherfuckers, Jack. They happy, too. You walk down the street, they just smiling. Hello. Oh, they don't fuck with us no more, no. I was over there with some American brothers. We had a good time. We were sitting around talking about four Americans. We were talking about 5 hours, man. Talking about some good shit, right? And an African man asked us, who was talking, he said, what language do you speak at home? You know, we looked at each other, you know, what, English? Everybody speak English, but what language you speak when you're home? One of the brothers looked at him and said, jive? No, it's just a nice feeling. I know how white people feel in America now. Relax. Because when I heard the police car, I knew they wasn't coming after me. You know, I just lay in bed and say, must be going after some white person. But over here, man, you hear a police car, I don't give a fuck how sleepy you are. You will wake your ass up if you're black. You start thinking about shit you did. Well, they can't get me for that. Well, I didn't do that. Fuck it, I'll go back to sleep. I slept like a baby, man, in Zimbabwe. I was out in what they call the bush, right? I was out asleep. I slept like a baby. I just knew the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going to rush in on my ass. Right? If they did rush in, they'd be serving something. Over there, boy. And every place I go, man, people want to come to America. They really do. I mean, they start talking about America, make your dick hard for America. You hear them talk, man, you say, you got all that shit in America? I got to get my ass back.
You can eat 24 hours a day in America.
I say, yeah, you're right about that, Jack. If you got some money or a pistol, you can get something to eat. You can't stick up shit over there. After 10 o'clock, that shit is closed. Ain't nothing to eat, and don't be fucking around asking nobody. Really. Stick them up!
What you gonna stick up? We ain't got nothing. Why don't you go out the bush, fuck with them lions?
And see, you go out there where them real lions are. I ain't talking about them lions you fuck with at the zoo. You know how you go fuck with the lions. Hey, lion, motherfucker! Be throwing shit at it, flying, be like, hey,
You don't throw shit at them real lions, boy. And somebody always want to go up and fuck with the lions. Tourists always want, oh, George, stop here. Look at those lions. I've got to go stand next to them. Lions snap all the ass off of them. George be grinning and shit. I'm like, want to try that again, dear? I didn't get that one. We saw a lion kill a water buffalo, two women lions, and the male lion come to eat, chasing them away, right? And we went to take a picture, right? And he didn't like it. And he bent down and picked the water buffalo up by its nuts. He picked it up by its nuts, threw it over its head, turned his ass to us. You know, he was like, take a picture of that. And you can be asleep at night, man, and you hear, like, the warriors come in from, the, like, the village people, people who live in the country. You hear them singing and shit. Way, 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 way. You've been in a hotel and shit. What's that? You get by the way, what the way? Come on, my boy, man. Wait. There's nothing to see. Come on, my boy, what?
I'm on Gage Rock. Tell my job, job.
That'd be beautiful, man. And white people start asking you questions then. What are they saying? What are they talking about? What's going on? Rich, you got an idea? What are they doing? There's 100 of them. What are they planning? Anything? I like to go, shh, shh. Pretend like I know what's happening, right? Keep it down. Keep it down. I think you better get back in your room, sir. This could be it. And men dance together. If you go to a party or something, the men ask you to dance and shit.
You know, first I say, wait, motherfucker. Oh. No, ain't no dancing shit.
And men walk down the street holding hands. Dude say, you guys walk down the street holding hands. I don't know if I could get behind that. He said, if Prime Minister Mugabe asked you to walk down the street holding hands, you get behind it. Okay, I guess you're right. I'll be holding my ass up. Hey, come on. I just think about, like, South Africa's going to be free soon. That's where white people just got 2 million white people, 22 million blacks. They can't hang. Because there's like a billion Africans waiting to march on them motherfuckers, right? African man told me, said, we're going to ride the train to Johannesburg with my ass hanging out the window. We're going to have a big party. I want to be here for that shit. Only thing is, like, America helps them motherfuckers, right? We be sending them shit, napalm and shit like that. Help bomb black people. Fuck that. I don't understand sometimes what goes on with people. Because, like, here we are in the theater, we're getting along real good until we go outside and the shit changed. Because we can get along real great for a moment, then we can't, so that's insanity. We must be good all the time.
That's real. Just a little comedic interlude right there.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see...
Annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Yeah. It's going out real big, man. We waiting.
Timmy!
Not on you, Timmy. We are waiting on Miss Q Phrase. From WeWit of WeWit Incorporation, which is a nonprofit organization, and WeWit stands for Well Educated and Literate, and they're a nonprofit organization that educates the community through arts and music, poetry, and all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do a lot of little activities throughout the community, and I've been hooked up with them for a little while now, and we've been doing what it do, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, this is, what was that? It was Q, I think Q did this for me. So check this out. This was
Yeah, this is the poet that's about to come.
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit, hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Yeah, what I'm talking about. And anybody smoking right now?
Yep.
I'm rolling right now.
Well, grinder. You're a little behind the power curve, aren't you, lady? All right. Well, I'll give you a little smoke music.
Been settled in, baby.
Yeah, all right. It's coming up. This is one of my favorite poems that she couldn't do it last night. I watched Q Phrase, you know what I'm saying, actually perform last night. And she was at the bunker, a.k.a. the Trey Amasi Lounge. Down in Ybor City, and nice little, quaint little setting, you know what I'm saying, it was nice, and she had a little small band, you know what I'm saying, that performed with a shout out to Bill, Naj, and she could tell you the last name, I forgot his name, I think it was Rick or some shit like that, but don't want to just be throwing names out there, but yeah, they did a good job. They had one playing bass. Q actually plays her own guitar. She actually plays her own instrument and drums. Naj was on the little, bongo drum. And then Bill was also on the bongo drum. So they had a good time. But they couldn't do this song because they had like two little kids in the audience. And after you hear it, you will understand. This is Inhale the Trees.
Inhale the trees, and only take what is needed.
care for diseases if they were our children. And what the act forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. When I die, inhale the tree. Burning up the hell I tree. Get lit. Inhale the tree. 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 And let the tribes of the ancient world inhale pollinate the earth, which has been a beautiful food dish. Inhale the sins of our fathers. Inhale the tree. Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That assimilates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
What's
the path?
Inhale the tree.
When I die. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Burn me up,
get lit.
Hello, Mr. Pitcher.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
A new birth.
For certification from Mother Earth. Inhale the tree.
Along these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation.
Misunderstood.
One that may be burned for its context.
Or printed as a book.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
With your path.
Inhale the tree.
What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting. They are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Thank you.
the northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose. The jackal, baby, yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. You can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get the keys. Quickly, I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with a gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The jackal is sick. MC the one seeing me, man. That's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man. The bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L. Nigga, you know where that spells. It's the jackal, baby. I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please, get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Now take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yeah. Man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. You won't force move out. Show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick-witted. And lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sun, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head. Before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red. I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support. Getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates. Until they running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please, get on your knees. Thank the God for some fucking mercy.
Damn, Jack right there, people, holding that down. That's a one way to hell. And that's what Timmy will send you motherfuckers if y'all try to clean his windows off. All right, let me go in and see 412.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
Oh, sorry, not really. Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Timmy!
Go ahead, bring everybody on up in this mofo flip at the sound of the... Oh, yeah. You gotta love
that. They're smoking the tree.
Smoking
danger,
the tree.
Danger, danger.
Smoking the tree.
I'm on the wrong show.
Danger. What the hell is it? Bill
is
Robinson.
Is this Lost in Space?
Danger, Bill Robinson. Danger. Yes.
Is this Lost in Space? Well,
bridge to Captain Kirk.
I'm on the wrong show. I wanted to beam up to the damn Jupiter, too.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
I ain't surrendering shit. I'll let you know that right now.
We don't want shit. We just want you to surrender.
Turn phasers on full. No, turn phasers on that full.
Hey, what's happening, hey, brother?
Nothing, man. I just got some good news today. And it's got to do with Obama. I hate to tell you, got to burst your bubbles on your...
Shields up. Red alert. Lock phases and fire. Directive. We'll be right back.
that dot. Everyone's dodges is spreading.
All right, brother. Good.
I hate to burst a bubble on all the Obama haters out there, but he had a program to lower people's mortgage rates from whatever it is down to like 2%. And guess what? I got it. So I got my mortgage cut in motherfucking half, Jack. Boy, am I happy.
Damn. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I applied for a program. It ain't for low income or nothing. It was just for whenever I bought my house, the interest rate was super high. It was 11.5%. And, well, it was either do that or not have the house. And I chose to pay the 11.5, you know, and boy, was I paying the interest on that too. Jesus, God. And
Emergency power engaged.
Got it cut in half.
Well, hey, you know what today is, brother.
It's a good day to die.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. All them Obama haters out there, I'm going to be bursting their bubbles in them chat rooms today. I'll be the most hated on
PR. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Dig the cheese from under my balls.
All right, people, check this out. It is time. I don't know. He just blew me with that cheese under the ball shit. But okay. yeah. It is time for the guest of the hour.
Uh-oh.
We shall beam her up right about now. Q Phrase is in the building, people. Oh, wait a minute. Where my goddamn beam at? Uh-oh. There we go. Damn it. All right, people. Goddamn, I'm about to throw this fucking computer out the window. Get the hell out of here with that shit. All right, people. Let me get the porn music going so we can get this rolling from the pedal to the steeple. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I guess you don't. But
What am I saying?
That's what I want to know. You tell me what I'm saying.
WTF.
Boy, goddamn. All right, people, we got Miss Q Phrase up in the building. I was looking for my damn applause, but of course this is Blog Talk Radio. And they suck. Yeah, when it comes to their switchboard sucks. But we'll see if we can get this started real quick. See if we can get a fucking applause or something going on.
Hold on, I got it.
There we go. Q Phrase in the building, people. And feature indie artist Friday presents Q Phrase of We Lit Incorporation with a new book and CD out entitled From Pedal to Steeple. And this is for all you slow-minded people out there, you know what I'm saying, that don't know what the hell a steeple is or a pedal. Yeah, we're going to get into that today. Little bit of background. At least I'm reading from the postcard. Poetic works that offer life experience as anecdotes for surviving love, abuse, war, politics, and the search for spirituality and happiness. See the world as the same beauty as we see the petals of a blossoming flower, protected by the sepal, living without conflict or discrimination. And, I caught a little error on your postcard here, lady.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. If you happen to notice living without conflict. Yeah, there's a C missing there. Oh, did I catch that one? Yes, I did. Jesus, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
And I read that before, people, and didn't catch that until now. But, hey. That's very important. Welcome to the show, baby. What's up?
Not too much. What's going on, DJ Smell? So good?
Right. Everybody, this is Kiana Fraser, a.k.a. Miss Q Phrase, poetically known as. And she's representing We Lit Incorporation with her new book, From Pedal to Steeple. You can check it out and sign up at www.qphrase, that's Q-F-R-A-Z, YolaSite.com, Y-O-L-A, site.com, or go to www.amazon.com, and actually you just type in Q Phrase, and that came up. I didn't think it would, but it actually came up like that. Or Keanu Phrase, either one, it'll pull the book up. Or type in the book title From Petal to Sepal, S-E-P-A-L, and it will pull up the book. You can purchase the book online or offline directly from Miss Q Phrase, and then you get it actually signed and stuff like that. For $12.95, you know what I'm saying, U.S. bucks. I know we got the Netherlands on the phone, so I don't know how many Dutch marks or whatever it is. What is it, euros, Dutch marks?
euros about. Just look up the rate on the internet. It's a little less than the dollar amount.
Oh. All right, well, it's somewhere around there in euros. We're coming overseas soon, people. But we can send you a direct copy. Yeah. So, Q, now, I've already played, and congratulations last night, you know what I'm saying, at the bunker. I want to tell you that live. If you all, of course, probably haven't seen her perform live, but if you have, you know what I'm talking about. She performed last night at the Bunker right here in Ybor City, a.k.a. Trey Amici, correct?
Trey Amici, yes.
Trey Amici. Okay, I'm all.
Trey Amici.
And big ups to the staff and everybody that came out and did a good job. And, call her live. This is my first time actually seeing her perform live with doing the poetry stuff. I've, seen her play the instruments and stuff, but it was a pleasure catching her actually perform live. So just want to let you know, we do have a couple of people from around the world on the phone. Starting at the top, we have Miss Heavenly Angel in Washington. And is she there? Are you there? She's in traffic, too. So we also have Mr. Cyanide from the Netherlands, which is my co-host. Okay. I guess
I'm
everybody
sure,
wants
yeah.
to.
No.
Cat
no.
got the tongue, goddammit. I'll give y'all some of
the away on the trees,
already.
Man.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, these are potheads, too. I just played in Hell with Trees. So they're intoxicated by the rhythm. Right.
In
Hell the Trees. And also Mr. Easy Rider. I'm not going to tell you why he has that name. He was waiting on that. Yeah.
Easy Rider. Hi, Q. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not too
bad. And he's
bad.
All the way over in Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did you enjoy that poem there, Mr. Easy Rider?
Yes, I did. It was very, very good. Very good. And I'm not really a big poem person, but I like that.
Huh? That's
great
what I'm talking
to know.
About.
Awesome.
And so tell us what you got going on there, Miss Q. Give us an update. Tell the world.
Well, right
and
now,
I mean,
what we're doing is
the whole wide world.
Well, right now we're planning to go out on a tour. Hit up a couple of different states so we can spread talent, give other people an opportunity to see what we have going on. We're going to head out of Tampa on August the 15th, head up to Tallahassee, stay there for about 2 weeks, and then we're going to venture over to Jacksonville, up to Atlanta, Charleston, South Carolina, and on up to New York.
All the way to the New York. New York City!
Big Apple.
Well,
yeah,
is anybody in between their routes where they're going? Is anybody in between?
Pittsburgh. I'm the closest to New York, about 8 hours away.
And Cyanide,
right.
You're definitely
Pittsburgh.
Not close.
No.
You were in Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh, do you know somebody in Pittsburgh?
I don't, Pittsburgh, I think, yeah, I don't, sorry, take that back.
Well, you do now, Easy Rider, goddamn it.
That's me.
All right, Easy Rider.
That's all you gotta know, is me, Q.
That's worldwide. Hey, let me ask you something, too, Easy Rider. Would it be possible to bid on a book?
Yes, it would.
And
sure would. You could probably do a book.
in a CD, like autographed and everything, and up on the auction site, certainly.
Yeah, he has a website. It's called bid66.com where he does the 50 cent bids.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So where people can come and actually bid on the item. So I mean,
it's like a game. It's like a gambling game.
Yeah. And you can make a little change off of that. You know what I'm saying? Put a set price for your book. I don't know. I guess you guys can talk on the backdrop about that. You know what I'm saying? And
give her my email, Smelly.
Yeah. I'll give you a phone number too. I'll hook up.
Yeah.
I'll hook up. You good people. Good people. You know what I'm saying? And also, matter of fact, let me do something. So, let me ask you, what is the book from Pedal to Steeple? Go ahead and give us the definition of the meaning.
You want to know what the steeple is? I'm sure.
Well,
I looked up
the definition. Yeah, I looked up the definition. So yeah, the covering
on
the calyx.
You're doing your homework.
Come on, woman, you know who you're talking to.
Hey, that's what we're trying to inspire more people to do.
You know. I am the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are.
I'm the protection for this whole show.
There you go.
If y'all didn't know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm the people. I'm the protector. You know what I'm saying? Call me Mr. Seeple. Mr. Seeple. Oh, sorry, people. Sorry.
Yeah, the people holds the pedals together.
Hear that now. And a lot of people didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at the definition, it just says, you know, the protective cover for the flower, for the petal. So you still have to really understand what the flower is, you know what I'm saying, and break down what the actual petal is to understand that that's the coating, the covering that actually keeps everything together and protects the flower.
Yes, it does.
Something like skin on a human being, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. And so where did you come up with the name from Petal to Steeple?
Well, actually, it came out of one of the poems that I was working on. The name of the piece is called Open Up My Rose, and it focuses a lot on how to go inside the inner self and really bring out the person who is inside of there, about opening up and getting in contact with the spiritual self as well as the individual self. And a line in the poem goes, from petals to sepal, open up my rose, open up. So without, like when the rose is closed up, you can see the sepal wrapped around the rose, but as it starts to open up, you don't see the sepal anymore. But a lot of times we forget that the sepal is there to protect the flower, to keep it safe and keep it together so that the petals don't just blow away in the wind. And I thought about it and I realized that, you know, for everything that I've gone through in my life, it's a good combination of words that really captures, you know, opening up and allowing people to explore my poetry and read the things that I've written, because I've been writing for a very long time now, but this is the first book that I've published, and I have right now over 100, you know, poems and songs. In that book, it's a collection of 31 different poems, but the point of it is that it's my first time actually sharing.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
That's Sorry about that. That's Timmy. Sorry about that. That's
involuntary reactions.
Timmy.
I know the book is just that good. It makes you want to shout, man. Go ahead and shout it out.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying? That's Timmy. He just breaks in sometimes, and you got to excuse him. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
Timmy,
I personally,
that book.
I'm telling you, people, it is definitely worth it. I have known Weelit, Q, and Nosh, which is the other half. Everybody wants to say better or other and all that other kind of stuff. But the other half of Weelit, and I've known these women for over 5 years now. And shit, probably longer than that. I don't know. You know, I don't want to tell the age up in here. And but ever since I've met them, you know what I'm saying, I've always been into arts. They've always been about arts. They've always been about community. You know, community development, helping the community, everything that's got to do with community. Because, you know, once you start helping the community, you actually start helping yourself. People just don't really understand that concept that, you know, we are the community. And if you don't help them, then, of course, you're not helping yourself. So they actually do that. You know what I'm saying? And they also are well, never mind. Most of you guys smoking on the real thing anyway. So,
yeah.
Don't need to talk about the candy. But yeah, we have some delicacies that herbal delicacies. You guys can check out if you go to www.myspace.com, right? On Professor Weed.
Mhm.
Yeah, still out there. myspace.com/Professor Weed is going down. And y'all can check out, or you can go to myspace.com/Mr. Chronically Speaketh, KRONICALLY, speaking, because I'm fly. And y'all can see pictures of lollipops, delicious gum chewies, and all that other kind of non-poetic related stuff. But, hey, it's always related. You know what I'm saying? So, when did you actually come out, have the book published? When did it actually hit Amazon and stuff like that, ready for purchase?
Well, the book was officially published on June the 1st, and I think by July the 1st it was available on Amazon. So it's been out there. It is available for view and for purchase.
And are you looking to get it in, like, Barnes & Noble or some kind of bookstore or something like that, or strictly online?
All right. Well, since this is the Blog Talk Radio, let me go ahead and talk about this for you. Most people don't know this, and I didn't find this out really, really until I wrote a book, right? So go over to Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Books A Million, all of the major brand bookstores, and come to find out that unless you are publishing with a specific publisher, and they have a list of qualifying publishers, unless you're publishing with that list of publishers, you cannot have your book in their store, which means that there's a very huge possibility that the books, all of the books that you're reading out of the major chain bookstores are coming from just a specific set of publishers, which will control the sort of ideas and the words that will come out and be available to you.
Local books,
you have to check your local bookstores. Your major chains will not carry any local information. So,
that's deep there, people. Did y'all, well, first of all, who buys books out of the bookstore?
The bookstore has more patrons.
I'm speaking to this audience here. I mean, like, who on here but goes to the bookstore and buys books? Anybody?
No. Amazon, shops like that.
You have who?
Amazon stores like that. You can.
Okay. Well, yes, it's the same thing. So you basically shop online though.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or you want to be one of those freeloaders that goes to the store and reads every magazine and book that's in there and then lays everything back and goes home?
Hey, it's a catch-22 on everything, you know what I'm saying? You know, people worrying about your shit getting bootlegged, but yeah, if I can just sit in here and read the whole thing over, you know, an hour or two and then leave out, why buy the book?
Yeah.
So, catch-22.
The live performance is always so much better.
Yeah.
The book is
kind of
like just notes so that you can go back and take it home and look at it and know how to get that information again without having to go online and actually look it up. You'll have the power in the palm of your hand.
And as far as the CD, you also have a CD to accompany the book, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and
the name of the CD is Advertisement Took Over America.
And that's what I was going to say, because, yeah, it was actually two different names. It's not From Petal to Sepal. The book is actually From Petal to Sepal. But when you get the audio, the CD, yeah. Now, do you have some bonus stuff on the CD?
Absolutely, because we have, in the book, it's all poetry. On the disc, we have some poems and some songs. Because I do poetry through songs, so there's a couple pieces on there where I'm playing guitar and singing as well.
And I checked that out last night, people. Yeah, I mean, you got to be there for the live experience. I mean, you always can hear people read poems and stuff like that, but when you see a live performance and with a band, like I see a real band, well, it, you know, drums and the guitar, it adds a whole nother feel to it, you know what I'm saying? It gives a whole nother feel and brings you into a different world of understanding, you know what I'm saying, and it makes you actually listen, you know, because you into the beat, you know what I'm saying, so if you're into the beat, and she's going along with the beat, you know what I'm saying, then you're going to naturally be into the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, like the beat, so, and, you know, versus somebody just getting up there and reading off a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying, just verbatim, But even though she did that too, you know what I'm saying? And it's still interesting, you know what I'm saying? I mean, her poem, just like in Hell to Trees, it speaks directly to you, you know what I'm saying? She got different poems, but you know what I'm saying? They speak directly to you. One I always want to know is, like, what is your motivation for writing your poetry?
My motivation is a lot of the things that I see going on around me in the community. Like, you know, when I get geared up about something, a lot of time I just take it pen to paper and just release the frustration or release the love sometimes in the words and, like, the poetry from that. But usually it's something that I've experienced or gone through or seen, you know, those things that make you want to go, what's that really about? So I put to all of those questions and in some ways give answers based off of my understanding to a lot of the things going on around me.
That's deep. She's very deep, people. Very deep. She's short, but very deep. Yeah, very deep.
Very grounded, closer to the earth. Yeah.
Right. She's definitely that. Yeah.
Fun size.
Yeah. You say pint size?
No, fun size.
Oh, my bad. I don't want to get into the height wars up in here, people. We don't want to get into the height wars. You know what I'm saying? But so as far as the tour, when you hit the road and you bring in the book and the CDs on the road with you?
Absolutely. Make sure we have something to lead the people with so that they can feel the energy when we're not there.
Yeah, know that. That is definitely a hot thing. And I know a lot of people heard Inhale the Trees. I have the media uploaded, but this network, after I don't know how many weeks, but if you don't play all the tracks consistently, they actually take the tracks down. And yeah, they took the tracks off except for Inhale the Trees. Well, actually, it took a lot of music off, so I have to upload it all back, which leads us to the live performance.
All right,
that's what I'm talking about. You got your guitar by you?
Oh, the guitar is actually in the car because I have a gig tonight. So it's like, I left it down here because we got to keep running. I'm on the
where
first,
we at?
So cut me some slack here.
Where we at tonight?
Sacred Grounds and over on Bush and 56. I'm sorry,
I'm
Bush
right,
and 50th in Tampa.
Okay, Bush and 50th in Tampa, Florida. If anybody happened to be down this way. It's going to be at the Sacred Ground. Is that nightclub, lounge, cafe?
It's a cafe and coffee house.
Okay, cafe and coffee
house.
They
do serve food, though. Cafe.
Okay. And we have a lot of those down here, people. So if y'all really trying to look outside the box and really, you know, tired of going to the average club, you know what I'm saying, you want to take your lady or take your man out to something nice that y'all can just sit back and, you know, chill and kind of get to know each other. You want to kind of go to these venues, you know what I'm saying? It's I ain't going to say a lot of people, but it's enough people, you know what I'm saying, to fill up the scenery. But then it's not a lot of people to where you can't hear what's going on and actually focus on the entertainment. You know, people talking on cell phones and all that kind of BS, you know. So I will be there tonight. I am legal. I am driving. I am pedal to the metal. So I will be coming tonight and showing my support. And I want to get a poem out you, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to do that so the world can hear what you're working with.
All right, that's no problem. I can freestyle on it. Which poem did you want to hear?
Well, that's up to the audience. I mean, what kind of poem do you guys, you know what I'm saying, would like to hear? She got everything. She got over 133 pages of poems, so I'm pretty sure she can cover you.
Anything?
Okay, we got anything from the Netherlands. I don't know what that poem
anything.
Is, but
I'm really easy to please, so.
Sound all like a right. Heavenly Angel. Oh.
Anything means anything.
Yeah, and also we got some other people listening online. Want to send shouts out because we're actually simulcasting, so you're not just on this show, you're actually on another show, which is called the Paranormal Soup Network, or PSN Radio. So we got a whole slew of people over there also listening to you, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. And we also have Texas, My homeboy, Life After Dust, Mr. Sadie J, just popped off in the building. And so that's pretty cool. So, yeah, you know, you got a lot of people listening in right now. You got the world, and I mean the world.
Wow.
The whole wide world. All right, well, I'll do a poem that should focus on some issues that are national and international issues. This
world
is one of my political pieces. The name of this piece is called Brother Man. Brother Man, oh, Brother Man. Oh, yeah. Brother Man, oh, Brother Man, please help me understand. Why would you make us beg, fight, and protest for books we still can't read? Wear shades when we can't see. Hide from the world our eyes and call us blind. Brother man, oh brother man, why? When you promised us books, instead you give my neighborhood drugs and jukes. Instead of a spokesman, we get a dope man to excite the wiles and the ways of the man. You tell us to follow thee. Let Cain be the leader. Brother man, oh brother man, please help me understand why. Would you offer us freedom when the ideology of free is an oxymoron? From Economics 101, we learned there is no such thing as a free lunch. So, brother man, who slaved when I did not labor, starved when I overfilled my plate and my cup runneth over? Instead of liberty, we've been united under the degradation of greed. Brother man, oh, brother man, please teach me, because I can already feel the heat from the steam that will smoke these mirrors and breed conspiracy. Love gave me life, lied about liberty and denied me my right to be happy. But as told by Thomas Jefferson, education can offer us bliss and oppression. So, brother man, please stop holding it to your discretion and lying about why I should hate my brother, because not even the dumbest of dogs are concerned with color, and we're supposed to be intelligent. We were given dominion over all, but still we can't protect ourselves from our own damnation. We're smart enough to start wars, but in the end, not even then, do we see how far we are from the true teaching. Brother man, oh brother man, please don't hold the seeds that were promised to me, the seeds to produce the trees of life, a long prosperous life, the pursuit to happiness, and the liberation found in education. So, brother man, please help me understand. How can I get my papers, because I am not free until I am educated?
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Education is the key, people. You know, one thing I like about her poetry, you know what I'm saying, it's not all about the rhythm, you know what I'm saying, and the rhyme of it. You know, a lot of people try to write poems just to make every line rhyme and try to stay on a certain chorus, you know, but your poems, you know what I'm saying, it stays in focus, you know what I'm saying, and that is what's real, you know, hot about your poem, you know what I'm saying, and your poetry. I'm also on WMNF.org. which was our community radio station down here in Tampa, Florida, that featured Miss Q Phrase on the show. And I'm actually trying to look for that link so I can share it with everybody. You guys can go back and check that out. I only have a few minutes left, so if I don't, go to WMNF. Actually, I'll drop the link. And when you get a chance, just look up Q Phrase, you know what I'm saying? And there you go. We had a request for a love poem. Well, we ain't in love and hit.
Hey, there's
you.
Love everywhere. We got love everywhere.
Nah, he know that's my dog. I love everybody up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? That's why I hit you. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to hit you like that. You know what I'm saying? And you got a 3 minute. You got a 2 minute. Quickie love poem for all my.
I have a quickie. I don't know if it'll last a whole 2 minutes, but I got something quick for you.
Damn,
this one
is
called
like
What Is
song?
Love?
What is love? Well, hold on. I got
what
a song for you. Check this out.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. The hell y'all waiting for? Oh. Go ahead, woman. I was just bullshitting with you. Y'all, that's the world's shortest, longest song.
Shortest, longest. That song was so long, I forgot which form I was going to do.
What is love?
Sorry about that, people. We got some love up in here, people, by Q Phrase. Love poem by Q Phrase.
What you call him? What do you call him? I don't think this feeling could be captured in a word. Some would call it love, but to me, it's much, much more than that. You see, I love to read books in school. I still love cowgirl boots. I love playing in the rain, but none could explain how I feel about you. You are my cup that overflows. No longer shall my optimism peak at half full. You take me overboard. You are the perfect poison to cure the sting of loneliness. You are bliss. Heaven resides on your lips. Your eyes scream passion. I just want to bask in the glory of your sunshine. You are love. I am wrapped up in words trying to express this overwhelming emotion. Struck, hit, weak in the knees. I fall with butterflies in my stomach. My heart is in my hands. I am your patient. A lovesick puppy waiting for a transplant to become human. I am nothing without you. If this isn't love, what do you call it?
Damn.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, people. You know what I'm saying? That is Miss Q Phrase right there, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I try to feature everybody on here, you know what I'm saying? And but you've been my first actual poet, you know what I'm saying, that has blessed the show. And, you know, I want to wish you a safe trip, even though I will be seeing you later on tonight and, you know, hooking up with you guys before you leave. But just, you know, internationally, want to wish you a safe trip, you know what I'm saying, on the tour. And, you know, and may the Lord be riding with you, you know what I'm saying, and you stay blessed and unstressed and have much success. That's my poem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No. All right.
Has gone down. And how can we contact you? If anybody out there wants to purchase a book or a CD?
Hit me up on Amazon.com, or you can check me out on Facebook under the name Kiana Frazier. That's Q-U-I-A-N-A, Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
That's real. And where can we find out more information about your organization?
Always check out Facebook. You can check me out on qphrase.yolasite.com.
And one day, welit.net or Inca or Orca.
Yeah, you know, we're in a technical world. We have to keep things moving, keep it changing sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, you know. And I am too, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving on. Well, the show is officially over, people. You know what I'm saying? And I give you guys a little chance to you know, say your whatevers, you know what I'm saying, to Miss Q. Before we get up out of here. Okay, middle finger to you then. And, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what I was doing or I'm getting an award. Oh, that's not possible anymore. The switchboard closed.
How you know it closed?
You want to take a chance?
People. What you doing there?
I was paying bills.
Lying piece of sack of shit, butt trash can, scummy dirtbag, bitch!
Unless you thought it was over, goddamn it, it'll probably end now. Shit, because I had to use up my last button push. Damn it. Well, if I can give you another one, I would, boy. Jesus. But anyway, that's how we end the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's Miss Q Phrase featuring the Artist Friday presents Poet Q Phrase, Kiana Frazier of We Lit Inc. And also big ups to Miss Naj, who'll be playing the drums, you know what I'm saying, real big when they do this thing live. And matter of fact, tonight I will bring my laptop so I can set it up and record, and then I'll YouTube so you guys can actually see a performance, you know what I'm saying, live. So, you know what I'm saying, to entice you to buy the book, you know what I'm saying, and also purchase the CD, because it's nothing like having that visual effect. When it comes to, you know what I'm saying, before you actually make purchases. So, Any last words, Miss Q, before I inhale some trees?
Always remember, what happened is no one's fault, but what happens next is everyone's responsibility.
Message. And we are out, people. It's Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. I'd like to thank everybody. Make sure y'all come back tomorrow for Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. Well, I will be going in talking some shit, and I got some shit to talk about. Y'all come on through, y'all. Peace!
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. the truth. A new birth. For certification from Mother Earth. Inhale. Saddle on these papers. Unknown liberation. Unknown liberation. Misunderstood. One that may be burned for its context. Or printed as a book. And inhale the truth. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees.